Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, and next week in Nashville, Tennessee, with special guest Vince Gill will be joining us, and that's fun. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Claudia Dory from Duxbury, Massachusetts.
Hey, Claudia, how are things in Duxbury?
Well, it's a little cold and rainy, but...
Oh, sorry to hear it.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, well, the Red Sox are winning mostly, so that's all right.
Even more importantly, the Bruins won last
week. Oh, there you are, yeah. Are you a hockey fan?
No, just because my son watches.
No, you are. You're a hockey fan for the moment. We understand
that's
how
right.
That is. Well, welcome to the show, Claudia. Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly in two of the limericks, you will be a winner.
I have to be. I am so nervous. Carl, you have to let me win.
I'll try my best.
Here is your first limerick.
The AARP can't reproach the Marlins' new hiring approach. They found expertise at the rest home release. An 80-year-old is there.
Coach!
Right!
Yay!
After a disastrous season so far, the Florida Marlins decided they needed to take action, so they hired a new interim coach, Jack McKeon. He's 80. As his
wow.
First action, he benched star shortstop Hanley Ramirez. That's right. He said, "Hey, kid, get off of my infield." Oh, it's amazing having a coach that old, you know. When he goes out to change the pitcher, left blinker's on the whole way.
Yeah, he goes, I forgot why I came out here. Just talk to me for a minute.
Here's your next limerick.
The sounds I emit chill your spine, and I won't have to share what is mine. Yes, I've got a tone that cuts straight to the bone. The worst sound in the world is a...
Oh, I have three teenagers. I know what the answer is. Wine.
Yes, wine. Surprise, whining is the worst sound in the world. Researchers at SUNY New Paltz liken the sound of whining to a high-pitched fire engine siren. The study they did was actually riddled with errors, but when it went before the editorial board, researchers were like, "But I don't want my peers to review it." And they were like, "Fine, fine, whatever. Publish it." Here is your last limerick.
I can fly, but I do not feel free. The hive has repressed the true me. They say honey is sweet, but it stems from defeat. It's the essence of this depressed.
Oh, Carl, I'm going to get your voice on my machine. It's B.
It is B. Yay. According to a new study in Current Biology, honeybees are actually pretty moody little creatures prone to depression. Scientists know this because they conducted a series of therapy sessions with a drone. They did. They discovered there's a lot to be depressed about. For starters, everybody looks fat in black and yellow stripes. Lastly, he's a drone. And, of course, that means his girlfriend is cheating on him with the entire hive. Carl, how did Claudia do?
Claudia, you're all right. Three correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your voicemail.
Oh, I'm so relieved. Now I don't have to be nervous anymore.
Well done. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Bye-bye.